My grandpa kept a box in his attic for over 70 years. It contained his entire experience as a soldier during World War II. These are the letters he sent home. Hello, and welcome to Airmail from Dip. Southwest Pacific, December 8th, 1943. Dear Mom and Dad, well, at long last, I actually believe I'm going to get around to writing a letter again, after a lapse of exactly 1 month. I hope you don't think I've been purposely neglecting you all the time. Such is not the case. The reason for the long delay is the fact that I have, again, taken one of those long boat rides. As you already know from your phone conversation with Mrs. Healy, I've been on Guadalcanal. Can't tell you just where I am now, but expect to be able to let out the secret in a couple of weeks. We are again back in civilization, and what a beauty spot it is. You see, the division has been sent back from the front for a rest period, so it's only a temporary break. Don't know for how long. I'll be able to tell you all about this country in a later letter, but for now, let it suffice that I'm healthy and happy as possible, and having a really swell time. We'll now endeavor to answer some of your letters that have been piling up on me. October 30th letter. You asked me what became of the previous officers of the 8th Field in the campaign. Most of the same officers are still with the outfit, but a few of them have been evacuated to a rear echelon hospital for malaria or some other sickness. Some of the officers put applications in for the Air Force and have been transferred. Two of our officers have gone that way just since I've been in the outfit. This was the letter in which you included Virgie's wedding invitation, a copy of it, I mean. Later on, I got a real one from Esther. November 3rd letter. You say you only have 3 gallons of gas per week now. That's pretty bad. However, you might be cheered by the fact that the people here only get 2 gallons per month. Glad to hear that Healy's sister has called you and given you the lowdown. Don't believe that business about my coming home. I'm afraid it'll be the duration plus 6 months, or more, before I can hang my hat at 4115 again. We don't have a radio here and very seldom get a newspaper, so don't keep up with the news very well. No, I didn't hear any of the rebroadcasted football games. Haven't heard a thing from Virgie. How's the young wife getting along? November 7th. That snowfall certainly was a mighty one, wasn't it? It made me homesick to read about it and see those pictures of the sidewalk shoveling. Gee whiz, Daddy has all the fun now. Yes, Nancy is still writing me, but not as often as I'd like. I'll have to get her on the ball. Of course, I guess she thinks I've forgotten her now, because I haven't written her since a week before my last letter to you. Of course, I'm talking about Nancy Fenwick, not Nancy Jordan. It is now 10 p.m. I'm officer of the day tonight, so I have to go around now and inspect the guard. Tomorrow I have a special detail to take care of in my motor officer capacity. Have to get up at 6 a.m. and drive 70 miles in the morning, so I guess it would be a good idea for me to get some shut-eye. I have several more of your letters to answer, but if I don't end this now, I won't be able to write tomorrow, and then it'll be a couple more days before you hear from me. We'll write again tomorrow night, if possible. Hope you haven't worried about me or had any anxious moments. I'm glad you got the wire anyway. It probably relieved the suspense a little. Goodbye for now. Love, Dorrance. This project is created by me, Christian Olson, with audio production by my brother Eric at Olson Media. The piano music is performed and arranged by my other brother, Jonathan. For more information, follow along at airmailfromdip.com. And for more photographs, follow Airmail from Dip on Facebook and Instagram.